So very quickly, let's fire on with the secret. If you are looking for a message for this, just title it Restlessness. Genesis 27. I'm going to start from 33. Are we there?
From verse 33. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed."
Hold on. This is the story of Isaac blessing. Are you following? Isaac blessing who? Jacob. He was supposed to bless Esau. Esau was the son he loved. Rebekah loved Jacob. We know the story. We know Esau to be somebody who did not have sense. Proof is that he gave his very birthright for porridge. Yes or no? I'm sure there's nobody here who should be able to do that. He was such an interesting young man. He didn't value his birthright. It was as if there was a veil on his eyes. And you will see that there truly was. Because that's not normal. When he came to the level of blessing, Esau came after it had been given. And it seems as if the way his father trembled made him realize what he had lost. When you read some versions, you see the reaction of Isaac when he realized Esau came after he had released it. It dawned on Esau that this blessing I have just missed is the end of my life. If my father did not give me anything, if he gave me the blessing, my life is made. The blessing was what was released to Abraham by God, released to Isaac by Abraham, and it was released through utterances. So it meant once Isaac says you are blessed, with those words, he has given you what makes him him. And you will begin to see his results after that day. So utterances are powerful. That day, Isaac released it to Jacob. Esau came in late and realized it had been released. And then you watch his reaction. Next verse.
Before, and when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, "Bless me, even me also, O my father."
So at this point, he was realizing that he had lost something. But somewhere in Esau's mind, he felt this blessing is something you can just give to 10 people. So, "Father, I understand you have blessed him. Please also bless me too. Say God bless you." You understand what I'm saying? You have said you have blessed him. Now I have come. Also bless me as well. He would later realize that this is not that kind of blessing. This is not just a random prayer. He was given an inheritance. When Isaac began to speak further, you will wonder how a person can be transferred through words. Go ahead. Next verse.
And he said, "Thy brother came with subtlety, and have taken away thy blessing." And he said, "Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing." And he said, "Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me?"
Next verse.
And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, "Behold, I have made him thy Lord.
I have made him thy Lord.
And all his brethren for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son?
What is interesting in this verse is that he did all these things with his mouth. He made Jacob Lord with his mouth, gave him corn and wine. With what? With his mouth. Made his brethren his slaves. How? With his mouth. That's the power of utterances. Now, after all this was done, he was confused on what to do because he truly had released everything. Verse 38.
And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept.
We see the desperation, we see the frustration, we see the hopelessness in the cry in that verse. Next verse.
And Isaac his father answered and said unto him.
So now he was provoking him to at least just say something. And as proof that nothing was remaining, hear what Isaac begins to say to Esau.
Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of the heaven from above. And by the sword shalt thou live, and shall serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck.
Let's hear it in Message and Good News.
And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing.
Verse 39. In Message and in Good News. Do you have that? Help us quickly. Somebody who has that.
Verse 39, the Message. Isaac said to him, you will live far from earth's bounty, remote from heaven's dew.
40.
You will live by your sword, hand to mouth, and you will serve your brother. But when you can't take it anymore, you will break loose and run free.
Good News Version.
Choose the reserved seat.
Genesis 27:39.
This is good news.
All right, go ahead.
Verse 39. Who choose the reserved seat in thy synagogue?
There's no synagogue in verse 39. Genesis 27:39. Hallelujah. Anybody has that somewhere around there you want to read that? Go ahead.
Then Isaac said unto him.
Thank you.
No dew from heaven for you.
No dew from heaven for you.
No fertile fields for you.
No fertile fields for you. Go ahead, go ahead.
Verse 40. You will live by your sword.
You live by your sword.
But be your brother's slave.
But be your brother's slave.
Yet, when you rebel.
When you rebel.
You will break away from his control.
You will break away from his control. Somebody has an interesting version somewhere there. And you want to read it. What version is that? What version is that? NIV 39 and 40. Go ahead. A little louder. I can't hear you. Your dwelling will be away from the earth's richness. Somebody said, bless me. Do you have any remaining blessing for me? His father said, okay, bring your head. Let me bless you. Your dwelling will be away from the earth's richness. Is that a blessing? Just to explain that nothing is left. If I must say anything, it's Epe. Go ahead, sir. You will live by the sword and you will serve your brother. When you grow restless, you will what? You will what? Can somebody demonstrate what it means to throw something off your neck? You will what? Throw his yoke from off your neck. Genesis chapter 32, verse 18. For the first time in the history of the transfer of blessing, when God released it to Abraham, it did not fail. Everything Abraham touched was blessed. He said, in blessing I'll bless thee. When he transferred it to Isaac, Isaac too was blessed. Isaac sowed in a barren land, and that land gave him hundredfold return harvest. Very abnormal, even if it's a fertile land. The Bible was describing Isaac's greatness. It says he was great, he increased until he became very great. The Philistines envied him, covered his well, he will dig it again. So Rebecca, being Isaac's wife, has noticed that my husband is not a normal husband. I know this guy. He will have two seeds and will expect maybe 30 cups from it. And we will get 300 cups. And this thing started the day his father prayed for him. This, my husband is blessed. So the wife knew, if this thing can land on this my favorite son, it has finished. I can die. What is surprising to me is that the Jacob that they blessed was still fighting an angel later on, asking the angel to bless him. It has never happened in the history of the covenant. See, today Israel is blessed. Are you aware of that? It should scare you. Even if an anointed man pour oil inside your food you eat, give you all his clothes, like I used to slim fit my father's clothes in those days before I go for ministrations, just in case no angel is following me, I'm sure that they are following him. So there's nothing I did not do. Wore his shoe, slim fit his cloth, took handkerchief from him, carried his anointing oil. He will pray for me. I will sow seeds to men of God in their recharge card, you know, to their numbers. And go there knowing that I'm not alone, even if I'm not even born again, self. Today is today. No matter how close you are, how much proximity you have, you know, how close you are to the anointing, to heritage, to the blessing. If your head is not good, your head is not good. Jacob was a supplanter. And that's why I'm sure we have to deal with the matters of the flesh in many people here. There are many things, if you don't die to, you will watch those dreams and visions you wrote inside notebook in YMR. 30 years time, you are telling your children, I saw this 2019 in YMR. Your children will tell their children, Mommy saw this 2019. Their children will tell their children, Grandma saw this. It never came to pass. You watch somebody who did not fall down the way you fell down and clean all the ground. Broke a couple of chairs from receiving impartation. I think a chair is 2.5. So if you receive a major impartation, like 10K is gone. If it's ordinary Esther anointing, no wahala. But imagine you receive Elijah anointing. Like 30 chairs gone. We have to start organizing how to raise funds because of your impartation that you received. Anybody who sees the way you are looking right now will be wondering if they beat you in this meeting. My daughter, where are you coming from? Yet, if you don't die to the things you need to die to, you won't see the glory. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Somebody hustled, got birthright. He was now firstborn, as far as God is concerned. As far as heaven is concerned, Jacob was the firstborn. Hustled, collected the blessing. He was now the one holding the covenant. Yet, he was fighting angel and saying, bless me. It means he was cursed. What converts blessing to a curse? What makes a privileged person look like someone to be pitied? It's all these things we have to die to. But thank God for the secret that Isaac gave Esau. Can we say secret? Secrets save you time. When you know a secret, people watch you and your life is mysterious. I'm telling you, in this faith, we war with secrets. So. And a thing is not secret, listen carefully so you don't miss it. A thing is not secret because you have not had it before. It's not a secret because nobody has had it. It's a secret because it is veiled. So you will be hearing it and still not seeing it. Even the apostles were hearing secrets from Jesus. It's until he has died and resurrected, they started remembering. Ah, he said this. Oh. He said this. Because they were secrets hidden from them. And if you be playing messages, you have listened to it 10 times, you won't hear what you're supposed to hear. That's why we pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened. Or else, those terabytes and gigabytes of messages will be a waste of time. Are you hearing what I'm saying? One pastor blessed my life so much. Gathered us, I've shared this so many times, for the first 12 hours prayer meeting of my life. It was not the kind of stretch prayers I was used to. Apart from the fact that I had never done that kind of thing before. Even if I was to do it, I would do it with a lot of, you know, singing and talking and prayer leading. The sad thing about this prayer is that you cannot sit down. You can't listen to music as beautiful as that is. You can't wear earpiece. You can't kneel down or bow down before God. You can only stand in awe of God. 11 p.m. in the night, this man of God said, this prayer is starting now and will not end until the sun is up and hot. Up and hot. Up means 8 a.m. Hot means what? All right. So I said, no, this is not going to happen. Let's see how it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it will happen. The prayer started and all manner of strange things began to happen during the prayer meeting. I watched a brother looking at nothing, at blackness, night, dark, just walking, looking at nothing. And he shouted the pastor's name. Pastor, tikpamio. Let's not forget to mention that I had only one tongue. Sheketelia, Sheketelia, Sheketelia. So those of you who found YMR very stressful because of your tongues, I understand. If I had a very fluent tongue, I would not complain. But when you are saying Sheketelia, 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 lick your mouth. Sheketelia, 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 Sheketelia. Have you spoken in tongues until you started laughing at yourself? Wave your hands to Jesus if you understand what I'm saying. You spoke until you doubted it and then you put, it's real. My tongue is real. Sheketelia, 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 Sheketelia. And you stop again. Wait, why can't it change? I tried. 4 years, Sheketelia did not leave me alone. And that night, I had another brother, another mystery happened again. This guy was just struck and he called the name of Jesus. Jesus. Why? Like you are laughing, I was laughing. I cannot come and kill myself. So I use all the time to be looking at others and laughing. Was it stressful? Yes. There was only one prayer point. I was praying the man will stop us and lead another one. Or at least stop us so that we can love Jesus with a song. I can't bow before my God. I can't kneel before my Maker. Is he your Maker? I can't wear my earpiece and listen to Hillsong and Jesus Culture and be tonguing yana. It's easier, yes or no? Singing is easier than praying. Choir, am I correct? You know that the powers of your father's house has arrived. When it's time to pray, and suddenly you begin to shout, ah, yeah. Hallelujah. All right. I was waiting for when we're going to stop. It did not happen. The man of God told us, if you want this prayer to stop, tell God to tell me to stop the prayer. I can't begin to tell you how many hours I spent praying that prayer. Lord, will you not tell your servant to please end this prayer? We had one prayer point. Open my eyes. Today, I am grateful they did that to me. 12 hours was just the beginning. We rested for another 4 hours and came back for another 12 hours. Remember, you are not sitting. You are not kneeling before God. You are not. Are you getting what I'm saying? Some of you, once it's time to pray, scriptures begin to run through your mind. You pick your Bible and begin to study. That's the second sign you are prayerless. You convert it from prayer to Bible study. So begin to read. Wow, Elijah. Hey? The Bible becomes sweet. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Even in church, my pastor is preaching. Bible you have not opened since Monday. His stories come alive. Wow, I've never seen this way before. Pastor is preaching his own, you are seeing your own. Some of us, I'm speaking about the crowd effect now. Some of us don't know we don't have prayer lives. When it's time to pray, you use the whole time to be waking people up. Brother, wake up. Wake up. Stand up. You know they have arrived at your doorstep, those powers, when you start arranging chairs. I'm telling you, that's why I pity workers. I'm telling you sincerely. Because it is harder when you are active to be still. Even when you are praying, it's hard. How much more when you send yourself work, they didn't send you? See how many ushers we have. Somebody will start arranging chairs here now. Baba, go, bo, Dibos, Ledos. Their tongue is always sounding like that. Ledos, Ledos, Dos. The ones that shock me the most are those who are not sleeping and they are not praying. This is how they are looking. It's like the tongue has finished finally. Just looking. Last night, one young lady was crying. She was young, so I don't blame her. Crying. We thought she was crying for hunger for Jesus. She was so mesmerized in love with God. We tapped this 12-year-old girl. Madam, what's happening? Are you seeing something? No. Are you hearing something? No. Are you sick? No. Did you eat before you came? Yes. Okay, you are in love with Jesus? No. What exactly is the challenge? I don't want to pray again. So I understand what prayer can do to you, especially when you are in the secret place. You wake up in the morning. Good morning, Jesus. Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, Lord. You say, what, my daughter? Please go straight to the point. You arrange your pillow on the bed and lie down. I just love you, Jesus. With your pillow on the bed. And you stress Pastor Femi, asking him questions on why your prayer life. Please, next year, change you. Tell your neighbor, change you. Some of you just change your sleeping posture from lying down to kneeling down. That's all. You didn't pray. Just change it, knelt down, put your pillow and continue sleeping. I wonder what the angels are thinking as you are doing that. As we are in this meeting like this, I wonder what they are saying to themselves. Some of them are arguing, probably. Some of them are receiving suggestions. How far your guy? How far this lady now? Is she serious? He said, let's not go into my own. Let me hear about your own. Is it that bad? It can't be that bad. My own is worse. Are you serious? And the two of us are here. We're following us. We're following her. There's no proof we're following her. We have been trying our best. We tried to arrange her for this meeting. She's finally here. She's still sleeping in the meeting. What can we do again? They are probably exchanging notes. How did you help your own have sense? Say, well, I arranged him with a friend. Once he met this friend, his life changed. Say, hey, where is the friend? In this location. All right, I think I will arrange the circumstance that will make him and this friend to meet so that he can also have.
Yes.
That's what happened to you when your parents started praying for you. They changed it for you. That's what happened to me. Liquid tears, praying until we had sense. So much sense, it had to stop praying. So that we will not fast until we are in the hospital. Some of you are stressing your angels. They have tried for us. You are finally here. This is the night of encounter. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They don't have to set up another scenario. This is that night. If you take it seriously, you will break through. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No. Get serious as you enter 2020. Rise up from the secret, from your bed, and go to a place to pray. Stand up. That standing up alone will wake you up. Are you following? It will wake you up. By all means, do everything in your power to ensure that you are consistent. Give yourself this rule. Remember, I said it's the night of instructions. I'm going to help some people here. Put this rule on yourself. Bind yourself with this rule. If I have not prayed and studied, I'm not eating. Simple. So the day I have not studied and prayed, I have what? I have fasted. Whatever made me to not pray and study the word of God has made me to what? Has made me to fast. By the time you get to day 3 of your fasting, you have sense. I'm hungry. I think I need to pray. Somebody had his bath, brushed his teeth, ate, slept, and said there's no time to pray. All the things you just did, is it as important as prayer? There is no excuse for what is important. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? I am hungry. Jesus must give me to eat. Oh, I am hungry. Jesus must give me to eat. I am desperate. Jesus, I need an encounter.
I am desperate. Jesus must give me to eat.
I am hungry. Jesus must give me to eat.
I am hungry.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Isaac left Esau with a secret for breakthrough. That secret was more important than the blessing itself. And what is that? When you can't take it anymore. When you grow restless. When you rebel, when you have the dominion. Some version says when you grow fat. You will break the yoke from off your neck. Now I have a question for you. What if Esau had sense in 2035? When will the yoke be broken? What if Esau has a whole book of what is going to happen in his life, but grew restless in 2055? When will the book come to pass? Is it God that set that date, or is it Esau? I can't hear your voice. Who set the date, God or Esau? There are people here waiting for God to do what God is waiting for you to do. Crying to heaven to do what heaven is crying to you to do. If you know how precious the blood is and how precious the Holy Ghost is, you will know that He has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. The river inside you can answer those questions. If you will just charge. If you will charge, things will answer to you without you even begging it to answer. Things you didn't tell to go, we go. Demons are not foolish. Oh. They won't hang around when you are charged. They are not stupid. That's why they will shout, "Leave me alone." Nobody touch them. We're all singing and worshiping and enjoying ourselves. You say, "Leave me alone." Who beat you? It's because the fire is beginning to touch them just by our fellowship. Are you getting what I'm saying? It means you can be shouting out, 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 and the devil is playing with you, just like you know it's happening to many people. And somebody else will not ask that devil to go, and the devil will check out. Because they have enough sense to know if you hang around any further, it's very dangerous. ...2020 is a year to be restless, a year to be violent, a year to not take nonsense. I repeat, right now it's not up to God, it's up to you. If your faith says yes, God will not say no. I can go from story to story of men and women of God, myself inclusive, Christians all over the world who got angry and the situation changed. Who got angry and their lives were transformed. If you will get angry tonight, things will change. Proof that you are angry is that you don't know who is praying or who is not praying around you. That's not what you came here to do. Yes or no? The fact that you can still notice people is proof you are not yet angry. Someone narrated all the ordeals of her life. After she was done, you know, even did it rudely. "So I don't understand all this rubbish. If you tell God, because I don't understand." I said, "Okay, ma. I will tell him." After explaining everything, "This happened to my sisters, happened to my brothers, my mom, my daddy, everybody, the whole family, blah, 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 blah." "All right." "It's only one answer, charge. Get angry. People are not angry. They don't mind it continuing again. Proof is," I told her, "all right, I'll put you on a 90 days fast." She shouted, "Ah, for what?" She's not fasting for me. Oh. That's why people begin to quote scriptures like Jesus has fasted for us. Don't know where they saw it. Who in the New Testament, which of the apostles fasted 40 days? Rema. Life is not that hard. What God will do, He will do. Scripture and verse, show me. Many of us are suffering things we have no business of. I don't know why I'm staying on this. I'm seeing many people who have no business being where they are. And it's not God's fault. I dare tell you, it's not Satan's fault. Even he is innocent. The things we have blamed him about or blamed him for in 2019 is for enough for him to have a crown in heaven. The persecution he has suffered. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. He is shocked, like, "Ah, ah." He said, "It's you." But which of you demons were there? "We're not there. We're on our way." Then we found out that there's no evil need. Because she herself, she's the power of her father's house. Ah, you didn't hear what I just said, though. There's power inside you. If you are doing this to your family, who is the power of your father's house? Let me show you what I'm saying. When you see the way the Christians responded after the killing of James, he responded in such a way, an angel went, took Peter from prison and brought him to the house where they were praying. If they could pray like that and they did not pray for James, who killed James? the church or Herod?
Who killed Apostle James? The church or Herod?
When the church did what they should do, Kai, they slap Herod chop. Worms, are you getting what I'm saying? One slap. That was the end of the matter. No more problem again. You are complaining about the family you came out from. Saying, if I was from a better family, my life would not be like this. Do you know heaven trusted you with that family? Heaven was so sure that it does not matter how dark this family is. Once Beodun enters, there will be light. Beodun entered. Beodun is now complaining about the family heaven trusted him with. The river inside you can answer those questions in your family. Don't embarrass your family from pastor to pastor. Scamming you all about, from prophet to prophet, from mountain to mountain. Buy this, buy that, do this, do that. Some of these challenges is no more than 3 days charging. I'm telling you, some of those uncles and aunties that are telling you they will deal with you, I'm telling you sincerely, 48 hours, period. Somebody's not getting what I'm saying. Oh, God. Apostle Lawa was sharing with me this night in the meeting that held in Kaduna. And the lady who was there, was the Monday stretch prayers, right? Joined the stretch prayers from morning to night. It was not 30 days of deliverance, of 400 days of liberation. Are you getting what I say? Just 1 day of restlessness. Can you say restlessness? It doesn't take time. Just get angry. Can you say get angry? That's all. Somebody in the house who used to come out every night, 12 p.m., and sit down outside, and his tongue would be wagging like a tail, like a snake. 12 p.m., 12 midnight, every day. Held the whole family down. She had things she had submitted that were abandoned. Nobody was paying attention to anything she was doing. That night, the man came out as usual, fell. And that was the end of the story. The next morning, calls began to come from everywhere. Somebody called and said, we'll sponsor you to any level abroad. Now, if that lady, for some reason, was sitting down in the meeting, was just at the back, wondering why people are shouting, Kilo Day, life is not that serious. God will do what he will. Once God has decided, do you know how many things God has decided has not come to pass? Things he has said about you. You don't know that's his plan for you. And he's looking like a liar. Some of you have even told him that if your word does not come to pass, you're not God again. No? If I don't get admission this year, then God is a liar. Because the prophet said, I'm going to get admission this year. No problem. 10 years you are still waiting. God is still God. Are you aware of that? The day you choose to have sense and get angry, you will bring things even meant for the future into the present. Is somebody hear what I just said? I can call you out, call your name, prophesy to you, and your friend who is restless will fulfill the prophecy I gave you. You will shout amen and shout it amen again next year, December. And your friend who listened and took notes and began to move towards the promise, we enter it. You are still shouting amen. Continue shouting amen. Amen is easier than fasting, yes or no? Amen is easier than tonguing, yes or no? I know there are a mixed multitude here. There are people here who are even wondering how this is happening. They are surprised they have not died. This is 3 days old. We're not dead. I did it. I made it. You don't realize that this is your initiation into something like this every month. This person has sense.
Take out time every month and charge those batteries. Let that house be too hot. You have a young boy in the house who is not speaking in tongues, a sibling. What's wrong with you? 5 years old, 6 years old. Why is that boy wasting away? Grab him and get him filled.
I'll never forget my younger brother. Some few years back, 3 years ago or so. Not 3 years ago, a number of years ago, 5 years or so. You know, when you're busy with meetings, ministrations, and you're not paying attention to those around you. I just felt he was having sense. Until this day, he came in, I asked him a question, I wanted to show him something, and I asked him, I said, you know how you feel the anointing, right? He said, no. I said, you said what? He said, no, I don't know how. I said, you never felt the anointing before? He said, no. Ah. Because that's what I was doing from secondary school to secondary school. On my own, younger brother doesn't know what it means to experience the power of God. So I was shocked. I said, oh, yeah, stand by the wall. Stand by the wall quickly. He stood by the wall. Open your two hands. Touch. Ha! He said, he's shocking me. I said, good, 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 good. Open your hand again. Touch. He's shocking my hand. I said, close your eyes again. Touch. Yeah, he's shocking my body. I said, good. Now that's the power of God. Now, as I was saying, he became calm. I didn't know something happened to him. When Thursday came down, food was ready, ate my food. His food was beside mine, wondering, what's wrong with this guy? Why is he not coming to eat? They're calling his name. He was not answering. So I shouted, what's wrong with you? Come and eat. He didn't answer me. I was getting restless. My anointing was rising. Ah! I said, come and eat. He didn't answer. Yeah? When did this one start? Got up, went to the room, saw him lying down on the bed. So you are hearing my voice. I said, stand up. He was still looking at me. Ha! Ah. This boy really wants me to lay hands on him. I was getting really annoyed. And I said, what is wrong with you? How can your food be there? If you didn't want to eat, you would tell them. They made the food, now you're wasting it. Blah, 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 blah. He said, I don't want to eat. I said, why? And I understood, oh, he wants to fast. Then I realized the impartation had formatted him. I'm saying that because something is about to happen now. It's like a rewiring. You will suddenly begin to be driven by something that you don't understand. It's beyond you. Of course, I told him he should go ahead with the fast. I'll take care of the food. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said that to say, please stop allowing those 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds escape from your midst. Gather them together. You can even scam them. Let's come together for New Year Bash. New Year Bash. Bring your friends along for New Year what? Bash. When they gather together, lock the door. Shamana hana makelo beyetu bedale. When a young person encounters God, it is too late. Don't let them waste the time you wasted. All we are saying tonight is, stop being laid back. Be very forward with your fire from next year. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Be very forward with your fire. Let everyone around you feel the heat. It will happen if you don't talk. Open your mouth and talk. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to lay your hands on a sick person. If you will step out more, you will see more results. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No. Anybody who stepped out understands what it means to fail. If you are afraid of failure, then you are afraid of mastery. If you see that result consistently, then you must step out despite the odds and ensure that what you have received in meetings like this is proven. Prove the impartation. Is that clear? Say after me, I will prove the impartations. Shout it, I will prove the impartations. Believe you me, some of you, when you get back to your ministries, churches, fellowships, you will notice something has changed. I'm telling you. You will wonder, what just happened now? They just gave me mic and asked me to, you know, briefly take the closing prayer. And it became 1 hour, 2 hours. And we're still going like that. You will notice that you try to pray when you get back home and it's easier. What you were doing for 15 minutes and sleeping off, you're now doing for hours and hours. Muslim boy met me last night and told me last year, listen to a song and enter 32 hours of praying in the Holy Ghost. Strange things can rest on you right now. And you find yourself energized to do what you thought was a dream. It doesn't matter how much time you have wasted. From tonight, you can recover time. Rise up on your feet everywhere. And there's one secret. And I've said it already. Get angry. Please, get angry. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. Unless you are fine with everything that is happening in your life, you don't need more, fine. But if you are tired, you are restless, you are hungry, you are desperate, you are serious about a shift, a change of level, an alteration of your raiment, like it happened to Jesus. See the way somebody is praying. They're still looking. Raise your voice and shout, Father! Tonight, I shift levels. Go ahead. Get restless. Get restless. Get angry. How can I be shaking the hands of possessed people and nothing is reacting? How can I be pressed in the dream after how many years of being a Christian? How can demons come and be sleeping with me in my dream? How can I be praying for the sick and they get sicker? My life cannot just be about speaking in tongues. I want to carry fire. Somebody is getting angry now. You are a smart person. Let others continue looking. You are a smart girl. Come on. Get angry this night. That nonsense must stop. Some of you are too gentle. That's your problem. Ask God. Anoint me to be angry. I want to get angry. Anoint me with restlessness. The lion that has been sleeping for so long has to roar now if there will be a change. Oh,
Amen.